Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by California College of the Arts, offering extension courses focused on design, fine arts, and digital technology. Campuses in Rock Ridge, Oakland, and Potrero Hill in San Francisco. cca.edu/extension.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. 12 years after the U.S. Justice Department forced the Los Angeles Police Department under the oversight of a federal court, the judge has formally lifted the consent decree. It all started with the Rampart scandal, which involved physical abuse of suspects, evidence tampering, and perjury. Dozens of reforms and multiple audits later, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa declared yesterday the LAPD, once an example of, quote, how not to police a city, is now a national model. He also credited former police chief Bill Bratton, now consulting for the Oakland PD, for using the consent decree as a blueprint to restructure the LAPD. On Tuesday, the fate of hundreds of medical marijuana dispensaries goes up in the air as voters in Los Angeles choose between three ballot measures to regulate their operation. KPCC's Frank Stoltz sorts through the ballot haze from the nation's pot shop capital.
An innocuous San Fernando Valley strip mall is home to the Perennial Wellness Center. Inside, owner Sam Humeed shows off his array of products.
We have a shelf full of edibles, medicated edibles, everything from teas and honey sticks to full-strength brownies and peppermint patties.
One of his regulars walks in, 49-year-old Kevin Kipnis, who works in the entertainment industry, prefers marijuana to codeine or anything stronger for the back pain he suffers as a result of a car accident.
Usually like a couple hits in the morning and a couple hits at night, and I'm pretty good.
You would think he would know all about the three medical marijuana measures on the LA City ballot. You would be wrong.
It's confusing. It really is.
For years, Los Angeles has struggled to regulate dispensaries. Lawsuits, conflicting court rulings, and politics have left it with no regulations and as many as 1,000 pot shops dotting the city. Now, voters will weigh in. One measure on next Tuesday's ballot would dramatically limit the number of dispensaries to the 135 or so that first registered with the city 6 years ago. Perennial is one of them. That's why Humeed is selling his customers on it.
So Measure D allows for the original dispensaries that originally put their neck on the line saying, hey, we're here to offer medical cannabis to the patient base.
Right.
Allow us to exist. We'll pay 6% in tax on top of the sales tax we already pay.
And another measure, Measure F, would also raise taxes on marijuana dispensaries and, like D, would require marijuana shops to be at least 1,000 feet from schools. The big difference is that F would allow an unlimited number of dispensaries. Political consultant Gary South of the F campaign says this approach is more fair.
It makes no sense whatsoever for Prop D to grandfather in dispensaries, regardless of their quality, regardless of their track record, regardless of the kinds of operations they were running, just because they were registered with the city as of September of 2007.
South argues Measure D would leave the city with fewer but much larger marijuana outlets to serve, by some estimates, at least 100,000 medical marijuana users. He also argues that Measure F better regulates dispensaries with required testing of marijuana for toxins, mandatory annual audits submitted to the city controller, and required on-site parking.
F has a much stricter regulatory regimen.
But city officials have warned enforcement of Measure F would take a lot of money and manpower the city may not have. Measure D consultant Mike Shimpok adds that dispensaries have challenged mandatory toxins testing in court, and the on-site parking is window dressing.
So they've included all these things they know are in contravention to state law, but that poll really well. And in that way, they're trying to trick voters.
Not surprisingly, Measure D has the backing of the 135 dispensaries that it would protect. A majority of the city council also backs it. Councilman Bill Rosendahl says there are just too many pot shops in the city. Rosendahl has played a special role in the debate. In a dramatic video released to constituents, the councilman described how smoking marijuana has eased his pain from cancer.
I was able to get 6 hours of sleep a night uninterrupted with no pain. That came from the medical marijuana. Without it, I would not be alive today.
The biggest backers of Measure F, as you might imagine, are the hundreds of dispensaries that would be forced to close under Measure D. The backers of a third measure, Measure E, have abandoned it in support of D. So D and F are mostly battling each other. But a third camp exists, one that urges a no vote on both. City Councilman Jose Huizar says most pot shops are a joke.
You sit in front of these dispensaries in my district, it's mostly young people going in there who are using it for recreational purposes.
He wants the city to take advantage of the state Supreme Court's ruling earlier this month allowing cities to ban dispensaries. That ruling upheld about 200 such bans in California. Huizar says state legislators and the medical community need to come up with better regulations for the use of marijuana before he'd support dispensaries. Whichever way L.A. votes on its marijuana dispensaries, federal prosecutors say pot remains illegal. The feds have moved to shut down dozens of dispensaries across the state and say they have no plans to stop. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
This weekend, movie fans gather in Fresno to celebrate Sweeting. That is, amateur recreations of scenes from Hollywood blockbusters. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca explains.
The idea is pretty simple, says SweetFest founder Rocky Rodriguez.
You take this popular movie that everyone knows and you kind of put your own spin on it.
Like Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. The Sweeted version sounds more like this. And features campy scenes filmed inside an apartment using bad makeup and simple props.
With your friends and your family, or Joe from down the street, or the guy that you work with playing the roles, it makes it that much more fun.
No time to argue.
Total budget, $17.
Give me the whip.
I use a lot of cardboard. We go to the dollar store a lot. But also we look around our houses and see, like, what do we have laying around that could possibly substitute for this spaceship? Or, you know, if we're going to collapse a building, what can we build out of Legos or use Jenga blocks or something?
Why the term sweeting? It comes from the 2008 film Be Kind, Rewind, where all the VHS tapes for rent at a video store get accidentally erased.
It's blank.
I'm sorry?
Rewound this tape all over and it's blank.
Really?
And so the store clerks reshoot low-budget versions of every film. And in a complicated ruse, they essentially fool customers by pretending the movies were made in Sweden. Thus the term Sweeting.
We did it. Because we're Ghostbusters.
Fresno's Swede Fest has attracted entries from around the world. There's no charge to submit a film and no charge to get in to watch them either. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
And that's the California Report for Friday, May 17th, the production of KQED Public Radio. Our team includes Danny Bringer, Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, Paul Lancour, Vinnie Tong, Victoria Malione, Dan Brecky, Tyke Hendricks, Erica Kelly, Nina Thorson, Sarah Bond, and Polly Stryker. Our interns are Gina Shalaba and Guy Maserati. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children, and URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com.